I look forward to it every week, kind of, in a way, because in another way I cringe, but it's the dumbest thing you've heard all week, right? What is the dumbest thing you've heard all week? And we pull together some somebody, and for the first time in weeks and weeks, we do not have an entry from the squad. Shocking, I realize. They're going to have to pick up their game and say some more really insidiously imbecilic things. They've got to get back to saying really stupid things. Because they're letting me down here, you know, and I kind of count on them. I mean, they're kind of a consistent go-to. What did AOC say this week? Oh, yeah, she's in the top 10. We're going to start, though, with the NBA and LeBron James. The dumbest things you've heard all week. LeBron James, of course, going after an NBA manager for a tweet. A tweet that offended Hong Kong. And, of course, the Chinese government goes crazy. Leans on the NBA. You can't do that. The NBA taking people out of arenas that say Free Hong Kong on their T-shirts. That's right. Americans being let out of arenas and kicked out of games because their shirts say Free Hong Kong. What America do you live in? I live in one where defending human rights and defending liberty and freedom and the freedom of speech and the freedom of expression, that's the America I live in. But in the NBA, you see, they support communist China because that's where all their shoes are made. And China is a huge market for the NBA, maybe bigger than the United States. The NBA is huge in China. Huge supporters, right? So LeBron James spoke out against the gentleman that sent the tweet. He spoke out and defended communist China. And apparently he's sick and tired of talking about it. He doesn't want to talk about politics anymore. That's for politicians, right? Now, remember when you listen to this, this is a guy who openly endorsed Hillary Clinton, supported Hillary Clinton, campaigned for Hillary Clinton, has talked about politics, has attacked the president of the United States on a few different occasions on social media and elsewhere. But now, no. That's for the politicians. Of the dumbest things you've heard this week, here's one entry. Bite 7. Go.
I talked about it yesterday. I tweeted out a couple of responses to people not understanding, you know, my knowledge of where it came from my brain and for me learning from the situation. I'm talking about it now, and I won't talk about it again because I'll be cheating my teammates by continuing to harp on something that won't benefit us, you know, trying to win a championship because that's what we're here for. We're not politicians. I think it's a huge political thing, but we are leaders, and we can step up at times. But there's times where I'm not saying in this particular instance, but you know, if you don't feel like you should speak upon things, you shouldn't have to. We don't know the landscape of the situation. If a week would have went by and then the tweet would have happened, it's easy to say, but we have no idea. So you know, it was a challenging trip
for
all of us that was in China.
It was awful. I couldn't play my exhibition basketball game. I couldn't sign the autographs. I couldn't make all that money. It was just a rough week for me. Really, LeBron? Shut it. Let's see, dumbest things. All the impeachment talk, right? It's all hinged currently on a quid pro quo. That's what we were told. That somehow the president of the United States demanded of the president of Ukraine that he provide dirt on political opponents and inject himself into the campaign of 2020. And if he did not, the United States would not send military aid. A quid pro quo. I give you this, you give me that. Of course, it's not in the transcript. And the witnesses that keep coming before Adam Schiff's secret committees and his secret police not bearing that out. And now Adam Schiff says, wait a second. We don't even need that. It's bite number 11. Dumbest thing you've heard this week. Go.
First of all, there doesn't need to be a quid pro quo, but it is clear already, I think, from the text messages that this meeting that the Ukraine president sought was being conditioned on their willingness to interfere in the U.S. election.
So he says the whole time it's all predicated on a quid pro quo, and suddenly that just doesn't matter anymore. We don't need that.
That's highly ridiculous.
How do you even get your head around that? It just gives me a headache. Number 13, this was our warm-up act. We're bringing it back for you. Bite 13, Tom Steyer, billionaire, environmental wacko activist, says, you know, if we don't get this right, we're all dead. If we don't get this, we're all dead. Bite 13, go.
We are in the fight of our lives. Everything is on the table in 2020. They think so too, because they think if they lose in 2020, that they're going to have to, the rules are going to be fair and they're never going to win again. And they're right. If we win in 2020, they're done forever. But it's scary for us too, because if they win, literally, it could be the end of the world.
Literally, it's the end of humanity. We shall all die. Tell them, Monty, we are all dead, literally.
Easy on the meds, Tom. It's scaring the children. And Bite 14 is our last entry into the dumbest thing I've heard all week. It's just a little bit of strange ramblings from the former Vice President, Joe Biden. Enjoy Bite 14.
Kamala Harris said that she thinks that Twitter should shut down.
No. That's not it. Bite 14. Okay, that's not what we need. We need clipping coupons with Joe Biden. We don't have it? That's fine. We'll say that again. All right. It's fine. At any rate, we'll get back to that. There's three of your entries. The fourth one will play here in just a moment. We're going to see if that figured out in the break here. Then you get four entries. And then in hour number three, we will announce the dumbest thing we've heard all week. Is it Joe Biden? Is it LeBron James? Is it Adam Schiff? Or is it Tom Steyer saying, literally, it's the end of the world as we know it, Monty?
It's over. We're all going to die.
Of course we are. Just not today. Or in 10 years. All right. It's Friday. You've made it. You're doing good. You're doing good. The weekend is right around the corner. Back in a moment.
My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, really changed my life. I've lost weight and kept it off, and I feel great. Now it's even easier to make My Pure Health Solutions work for you, anywhere, anytime, from the comfort of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom program for you, not artificial shakes and bars, but real food, so you can keep the weight off. I'm telling you, this works. Jared and the team will evaluate your body, create a one-of-a-kind blueprint for you to get healthy, and you never have to leave home. Go to MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it now.
I'm Warren Birkenhauer, proud IBEW member. My career began as a non-union electrician. I love the work, not the pay and the lack of benefits. When I joined the IBEW, my life changed. Now I earn great wages, benefits, and I'll be able to have a good retirement. I can take care of my family the way I want to, and that matters to me. The IBEW has made a huge difference in my life. If you're a good electrician looking to get paid what you're actually worth, then there's room for you in the IBEW.
Electricians wanted. Visit IBEWMichigan.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and IBEW Michigan.